Last time on Thank You, Mr. Postman, we left our audacious agent, Detective Rodney McPherson, just inches from annihilating the one they call the leader. Meanwhile, the luscious Miss Claire was being held captive by a troop of terrifying Girl Scout ninjas. The action is intense as the fate of humanity hangs in the balance of this giant baker's scale of doom. For this recipe of suspense, preheat oven to 350 and bake for 8 action-packed minutes.
So, here we sit, two titans of epic proportions. You, with the potential to destroy the universe with your cleverly counterfeited cookies. Me, a legend of investigative ingenuity. But leader, it appears that I have the upper hand in this clash. Hey, Clash of the Titans, aired in 1981, directed by Desmond Davis.
Ah, that was a good one.
I've got to remember that next time me and Miss Claire play Seen It. Anyway, I've cracked your maniacal plot, and now I must decide what to do with you.
Please, Detective, I promise I will end my scheming ways and devote my life to the service of these girls, independent bakeries, and stiletto advocacy.
You disgust me. You could never give up your dreams of world domination. Your quest for control of the most American door-to-door sales item will not cease until you can claim the world's Samoa market as your own. If I don't kill you now, I would be subjecting the world to an eternity of low-quality imitations sold by adorable little girls.
But don't you see? The cookies, they're not that bad. In fact, I think they are better than the official ones. And they have 65% less trans fat than your traditional cookie. Here, try this. It's called a tree file.
Sweet tantalization of the taste buds. That was the most delicious piece of heaven that I have ever tasted. Not counting Miss Claire's cooking, of course.
Detective, could you, hurry up, please? The ninjas are forcing me to cook without stainless steel cookware or revolutionary Teflon technology.
I'll be right there, Miss Claire. The big boys have to take care of some business. You just go off and play with your little ninja friends.
Detective!
Please! I can't work with your incessant babbling. Can't you just put your issues aside for 10 minutes and think of my problems for once?
Detective, when I hear you speak to your assistants like that, all I can think is you and I were meant for each other.
What? All I see in your eyes is the epitome of female beauty. And all I know is that... And I need you now tonight. And I need you more than ever. And if you'll only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever.
At this point, Detective Rodney McPherson tragically became too emotionally enthralled in his heartfelt delivery of Bonnie Tyler's 1982 hit song, Total Eclipse of the Heart. While in the midst of a sweeping hand gesture, McPherson knocked over a box of the leader's tree files. The box then collided with another crate of the counterfeit product, which fell onto the detective, forcing his arm into the leader's heart. Unfortunately, Detective McPherson was still holding the razor-sharp trefoil to his nemesis-turned-lover's heaving bosom. The cookie cut into the leader's chest cavity, destroying her vital tissues and organs, killing her instantly.
Oh God. What have I done? She's dead. All my hopes destroyed. I have nothing to live for. What? My feverish nostrils have caught the scent of jubilation. Is that Villette Mignon? Miss Claire, are you cooking?
Well, the ninja said they'd release me if I could beat Gertrude in a cook-off. And since I am an accomplished iron chef, I figured I could win. Just come over here and sit on the stool until I'm done.
Yes, ma'am.
I pronounce the winner, Miss Claire!
No, quick, girls, we must run.
I knew you should have worked harder on your cookie badge. Damn you, Gertrude.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Run!
Miss Claire, this is the best steak I have ever had. I had no idea you were this talented.
Well, my mother was Russian Jewish, and my father was born to a rotund German baker named Johann von Frudenbachen.
At this point, Miss Claire placed her delicate hand on my shoulder and said,
Are you okay? The whole leader thing must have been pretty rough.
I looked into her eyes, which reflected my stunning features like hazel pools of heaven. That's when I knew. All I can say to you is, And I need you now tonight. And I need you more than ever. And if you'll only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever.
I've been waiting 6 years for you to say that.
Well, it's true. I love you.
Oh, detective, I found someone else.
Really? I love you too. Wait. What? Who?
Me.
What? Postman. But you're dead.
Ah ha ha. You only thought I was dead. In reality, I just popped an imitation cyanide Samoa. It was meant to deceive you. You see, I'm an FBI agent, Agent McPherson, with a capital PH.
By the fire of Prometheus! He's me! But better in every conceivable way.
Well, yeah, that's actually pretty much the gist of it. I think I'll just go.
No! I have to be better. My rugged good looks. No! They're better than this imposter!
Ha, detective. You see, this is the real cyanide Samoa. See, if I really ate it, I'd have gone like this. Oh, that wasn't good. Wait, no!
Well, what do you have to say for yourself, Miss Claire?
I love you?
Really? I love you too! Let's blow this bakery of bad memories.
Oh, detective!
Shh! Don't speak. You'll ruin the moment. Let's just go back to the office. The couch needs breaking in.
Oh, can I cook?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And
thank you, Mr. Postman!
Well, that concludes our story, another tale of love, intrigue, and cookies. The leader's counterfeit ring was broken up and the headquarters was bombed by a small group of actual Girl Scouts. Miss Olsen and her husband would later make up and now run a successful marriage counseling business. The Fear Detective Agency is still going strong, and the back has been transformed into Miss Claire's Bakery and Filet Mignon Emporium. For more information on the lives of Detective McPherson and Miss Claire, look for the special edition collector's disc of Thank You, Mr. Postman. This disc will contain special commentaries by the directors, bloopers, an alternate ending, and even a bonus episode. Contact the Alaska Teen Media Institute at www.alaskateenmedia.org. As for me, I'm just a humble spinner of yarns. Until next time, thank you, Mr. Postman.